This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise BizBytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon, all. It is Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're talking about 2022's employment movement and retention trends. The battle for talent will continue in 2022, according to McKinsey. While hiring for skills and recruiting from unlikely sources are two ways to bring in the right people, while the talent pool remains competitive, the work does not stop there. So what are the employee movement, retention and attraction trends for the rest of the year? If you have any predictions, let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter, of course, we are at BFM Radio. Over to you, Chris, first of all.
So first of all, much of the research done regarding the Great Resignation shows that a primary driver of quitting is that employees do not have opportunities to learn new things or find their work interesting or challenging. Similarly, research shows that turnover is significantly less likely when employees have internal mobility. Thus, this feels like a clear call to action for organizations to make it easier for employees to find new internal opportunities than external ones to fend off attrition.
Mm-hmm.
This requires a critical mindset shift. In some instances, organizations count employees' internal movement across roles in their attrition metrics. Instead, organizations should track internal retention, i.e. movement from one role in the organization, in the organization to another as a success metric.
Right. McKinsey suggests three levers to enhance internal retention. Clear career paths and development plans. Each role within the organization should have clear paths towards future roles defined by the skills required to be qualified. Employees should be able to identify their next opportunities early in their tenure and co-create development plans with their leaders. Number two, a transparent internal job market. Place. Democratize internal mobility and empower your people to find their next role through an easy-to-use internal job marketplace that provides recommended future roles and learning journeys based on current skills. And number three, skills-based learning journeys. With paths forward in mind, employees need opportunities to fill their skill gaps to make their next internal move. This is not limited only to workshops and virtual offerings. On-the-job apprenticeship and temporary assignments serve as powerful ways to help employees grow.
Mm-hmm. So bearing these levers in mind, organizations should take the following next steps. So you should be able to systematically capture skills. As technology progresses, organizations across industries are launching efforts to formally log their employees' skills to help guide talent management. Examples include surveys asking individuals to self-report their skills with 360 validation from managers, peers, and direct reports, and artificial intelligence used to infer skills based on resumes and previous internal projects. For example, there is a large technology company, according to McKinsey, that leverages skills tracking to help managers more easily see who on their team is ready for internal transfers or promotions through a strong fact base. Another thing is to build learning and development around transferable skills. So strong L&D programs are defined by future orientation towards building the skills needed to support employee and organizational success for years to come. There's another example of this. According to McKinsey, a large North American bank built an L&D program focused on skills that support its cultural aspirations and leadership rather than trendy skills that could quickly become obsolete, effectively setting up every employee to have a future as a bank leader. Another point is to start where there is an immediate need. It is essential to take a test and learn approach through smart pilot efforts. And a multinational insurance company started where the trend was greatest. They focused their skills-based redeployment effort on one declining role to transition employees to those that were increasingly in demand.
Okay, some more things here. Invest in a tech solution to enable your internal job marketplace. So an organization's internal job site should be at least as good as its external site. A global pharmaceutical company built an internal job market that managers could use to search for an employee, uploaded job profiles defined by skills, and that allowed internal candidates to receive transparent, step-by-step updates on the application process. A tech-enabled internal job market has the added benefit of enhancing equity in talent decisions by democratizing internal movement, making it possible for all employees, not just some, to find the future they want within their organization. You can also incentivize leaders to keep talent internal. Retention is not solely HR's responsibility. Rather, it is an objective shared by everyone in the organization. Add metrics on internal retention to leadership scorecards and reward and recognize leaders who do this exceptionally well. Rightfully, standards for a great work environment and career are rising, which is having a profound impact on the battle for talent. Organizations must rise to the occasion to effectively retain their people by providing all employees the opportunity to achieve professional and personal growth. Now, for more insights into employee movement, we have Tasman Page, Marketing Director at Employment Hero on the line. They'll be with us just after the break. We are going to take, of course, a short break. But if you'd like to get in touch with us and let us know some of the stuff that you are doing within your company or stuff that you have witnessed to help with retention or to help with people moving somewhere else, let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. You can also get us on Twitter, of course, at BFM Radio. We've got some music coming up from Kiss with Shout It Out Loud here on BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Burning for more. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're talking about a bunch of stuff, but mainly we are talking, of course, about the battle for talent and how it's going to continue into 2022. And according to McKinsey, while hiring for skills and recruiting from unlikely sources are two ways to bring in the right people while the talent pool remains competitive, the work does not stop there. Mm-hmm. We, of course, do have somebody on the phone. Tasman Page, the marketing director over at Employment Hero on the line. Now, first question then, I guess, is would you say Malaysia has been impacted or is following in the footsteps of what people are referring to as this great resignation, especially in the US? Why or why not?
Malaysia's definitely seen a huge amount of talent movement. Some research we conducted recently in Malaysia showed that 61% of employees are planning on looking for a new role in the next 12 months. And this was the highest rate out of all the countries we surveyed in our research, which included Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom.
Okay. So what were some of the employee movement trends in Malaysia in 2021?
Younger talent aged 35 and under are the most prepared to move on from their current workplace. And of the Gen Z workers aged 18 to 24, a whopping 81% told us they're planning to change roles in the next year. Millennials aren't far behind, though, with 68% saying they're planning to change roles in the next 12 months. Young talent is actually also much more active in their job search as well. 58% of Gen Zs and 63% of millennials told us they've spoken to a recruiter in the last 6 months, and 29% of 18 to 24-year-olds and 22% of 25 to 34-year-olds told us they've actually applied for a role in the last 3 months.
Interesting. So in line with that, what has been the sentiment in Malaysia for both employees and employers over the past year?
The majority of employees either like or love their role at 69%, and only 4% of Malaysians told us that they disliked or hated their job. This suggests that work itself isn't actually the issue. Of those that want to leave their organization, the top reason was lack of career development at 36%, followed by a lack of appreciation or recognition at 27% and a lack of training opportunities at 26%. Beyond this, the reasons extended to no pay rise, management woes, feeling overworked, or a lack of flexibility. The financial disruption caused by the pandemic has been hard for many employees to shake. Three quarters of those who received a pay cut during COVID have actually said they're looking for a new role within the year. The issue of talent loss or brain drain, as it's often called, proves to be a real issue for Malaysia. 72% of Malaysian workers are currently considering overseas work. And this is significantly more than employees in other countries we surveyed, like Singapore at 55%, Australia at 42%, New Zealand at 48%, and the United Kingdom at 50%. The main issue seems to be better pay and also the possibility of improved career prospects. When asked what would encourage them to stay in their current role, 45% of Malaysians said it was a salary increase, 32% want more rewards and recognition, 28% selected a promotion, And 28% also want an introduction to a bonus structure. 24% they'd like some flexible working options.
Mm. All right. Tasman, stick on the phone with us, will you please? We're going to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from Pat Benatar. When we come back, maybe talk about some of the biggest challenges and how some of the businesses have been navigating some of these challenges and getting around it. And then perhaps you can give us a forecast for this year's employment movement. Let's all have that after the break. So then, Pat Benatar with All Fired Up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Big Front Man, BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Welcome back, folks. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on Thursday, the 24th of February, 2022. It's 12:30, just about here in the studio. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in here with
Christine Wong.
We have on the phone with us Tasman Page, the marketing director over at Employment Hero. And we're talking to him about insights into employment movement. And just before the break, we were asking about what the sentiment has been in here in Malaysia for both employees and employers over the past year. Tasman, what do you think has been the biggest challenges faced by businesses when it comes to employee movement and retention?
The pandemic has given talent many reasons to change direction in their careers or venture overseas as the world opens back up. The biggest indication that something needs to change is that 24% of Malaysians say they love their job and 45% say they like it. But most of them have actually already planned to leave it. And that's a problem for local employers that really should prompt many to reassess their policies, working culture, and other retention strategies.
Yeah, okay. So how have businesses been navigating some of those challenges as well then?
In this candidate-driven market, employers need to pivot their thinking to be people first. So, for instance, employers can set up strong career development pathways, invest in upskilling or offer training and mentorship programs. They could offer additional leave days or even just flexible and remote working arrangements. What's important is that each employer is able to identify the unique issues that their own organization faces and address them in a broader retention strategy that suits their business. It'll really help them secure and hold on to great talent, and ultimately workers will stay with companies that support them and leave the companies that don't.
So what do you think are is the forecast for 2022's employee movement?
In 2022 and also in 2023, I don't expect this candidate-driven market to go away. And so employers are really going to have to pivot to retain their staff and to find new ways to attract new staff.
Mm-hmm. So in that case, how can businesses work towards improving employee retention?
COVID has taught us that we can work remotely, and it's what 94% of Malaysian employees expect. So this really requires a new approach to management, though. So asynchronous communication, clear goals, management by outcomes rather than command and control are all super important here. Flexibility of working hours and also location are both key to driving long-term workplace happiness. And we find that organizations that create a space for trust and allow for mental health days often are rewarded with higher retention, better productivity, and also performance.
94%. Okay. I guess then the final question we've got for you is what can businesses do to attract new talents, especially if, you know, they're losing so many people because they just want to move on and they'd feel as though they're not fitting into the right place?
Attracting and retaining in-demand talent starts by offering compensation and benefits packages that focus on the long term. Technology allows for much more flexibility in the workplace these days. So software like Google Hangouts, Skype and Slack can allow working parents to stay in the loop even when they're working remotely. And VPNs can allow them to log into most systems remotely also. HR management solutions such as Employment Hero can ensure that all employee performance is recorded, and team members that aren't in the office can just be much more effective and focused on results.
Mm. All right, then. So from that, I suppose what we should be looking at is stuff like, you know, prioritizing health and well-being, mm-hmm. Offering greater flexibility, strengthening that employer-employee connection, support of financial well-being, and showing some kind of progression path, yeah. I guess, is
Yeah, it sounds like it. Also, thank you so much to Tasman for sharing those insights with us as well. I think the most compelling thing about what Tasman shared with us today has been a lot of people in the survey love and or like their jobs, and that is still not enough for them to not
stay.
Plan on leaving. And that's something that is, I think to me, I think the narrative at the moment seems to be, do what you love, right? Find something you're passionate about or at least like. And, if you like the people around you, that will be good. But it's clearly not enough. And there needs to be a very significant paradigm shift, I think. And if liking your job or loving your job is not enough, then what is enough, right?
Right. I mean, we've been talking about it on and off for 2 years, right? And there really, really has been this total mind shift within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a mind shift that I never thought I'd, be a part of or see or even,
I remember there was a time when we were talking about the four-day work week as a mythical creature, basically. And now it's, to an extent, it's become a significant part of our lives.
The bare minimum almost for a lot of people, and interesting. Folks, anyway, it is time for us to wrap up. And as Chris said, we want to thank Tasman for joining us today on the show. We do have to wrap up for today. If you did miss any part of the show, download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the Breakfast Grill replay with Ernest Chu, Executive Vice President and Managing Director and Chief Financial Officer of Caro, founded back in 2015. That's all coming up after the break. We're going to have some music to take us up there from UB40 with Groovin, followed by a bit of 10cc here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise BizBytes was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.